I've been working on getting the season cast and securing the rest of the directors and the designers. So I think in my first 2 days, I had to do the callbacks for Turn of the Screw, which is the second show of our season, and then getting familiar with sort of the other side. I've been on the fundraising and the development side and the HR side, marketing and box office. So just sort of wrapping my arms around season selection, which we've already started on for next year. So yeah, it's been great. I mean, I knew a lot of these things, but now I'm really coming to know the ins and outs.
And we know the challenges that regional theaters face all around the country, and trying to balance art and commerce is always a bit of a tightrope act. But it feels like in the coming season, you've really got something for everybody, some crowd pleasers, but also some edgy shows, some offbeat shows. Who like that type of theater?
Yeah, I think we really do have something for everybody. I like the way that you put that. I was, you know, these are stories about relationships and how people relate to one another, which of course all plays are to some extent, but these really focus on that. Like, for example, our season opener, Steel Magnolias, which runs September 4th to the 28th, is, you know, about six amazing women who come together in a salon every Saturday to discuss everything from the minutiae of life to some of the most important decisions you could possibly make. And they rely on one another, not just for advice, but also for support and comfort at times. And it's a really beautiful story. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Steel Magnolias, because I think everybody, most everybody, has seen the movie, and the movie is terrific with an amazing cast. But having seen this on stage before, it's a very different experience seeing these people right there in the room.
Yeah, that's so true. And in the movie, you know, of course, the male characters were a part of it as well. Drum, the husband, Jackson, the other husband, the Shelby's husband. And this really just focuses on the salon. Everything takes place in the salon, and it focuses on those characters, just the women. And so it is different. And it's also really fun seeing two of the people in the play, Jerry Misler and Allison Cox, were in our production back in 2008, I think it was, 2009. And Allison played Clarie, and now she plays Weezer. And Jerry played Malin, and now she's graduated to playing Clarie.
I love that. And you mentioned those two. What a killer cast you've got for this opening show.
It's a great cast. So we have Jenny Hart as Malin. Jenny is a well-known local actress. She works with so many theater companies. She's worked in the Belfast community here in Bangor and beyond. We have Jerry Misler, as I said, as Clarie, Allison Cox as Weezer. We have Kay Cooney as Truvy and Stephanie Colavito as Annelle. And then new to us is a young woman named Cameron Long, who is playing Shelby. And she is not from Maine, but she's marrying somebody from Bangor. So she counts. She
Absolutely.
counts.
She's one of us now. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. She's choosing to join us, you know?
That's even better in some ways.
Right. Yes.
Who's part of the production team that will bring this whole story to life?
Again, this is some local names that people know well. The set is designed by Dan Bilodeau from UMaine, and he's joined by his colleague Alexis Foster, who's doing costumes. Alexis has done costumes for us before. He's been here in the community for about 3 years or so. And then sound design by Charlotte Laffley, who actually graduated from Husson College and has been working with us. And props designed by Thomas Demers. And the let's see, I'm trying to think if I'm oh, lights. Lights is a big one. Lights is a, we have a new lighting designer coming to us from Georgia, actually. Her name is Toni Sterling, but she knows Southern women very well.
I love it. And it all opens up this week, opening night on the 4th, but there are previews and other opportunities for people to see the shows. But we also know, I'm setting you up for this, the best deal around is to be a season subscriber.
That's right. You get the best prices and the best seats, and you get early access. For example, right now, our subscribers are the only folks who are able to purchase tickets to our royal tea parties, which is a part of the Cinderella experience that we're offering in December. So if you're a subscriber, you get the best access and the best seats and the best prices. And it's also a way to show that you support the arts year round. It's really what keeps our doors open between donations and subscribers. We're managing to make it work. Although, like you said, regional theater all over the place is still struggling.
You know my wife, so you'll appreciate this. When she came home from the preview of the season, I believe what she was most excited about were the tea parties.
Yes, yes. So during Cinderella, after any matinee, there's going to be a royal tea party in the stage door, which is our cafe and bar that's connected to the theater. And we're going to provide the real tea party experience, the teacups, teapots, the little, you know, towers of small sandwiches that everybody loves. And it's going to be so great. We announced that at the season preview, and I think we were mobbed at the box office with people trying to get tickets to that thing. It's great.
And we'll talk more with you throughout the year about some of the other shows, but you mentioned Cinderella. Also later in the fall, the classic, The Turn of the Screw, with a terrific cast and a well-known face in the main theater scene, making her first appearance as a director at Penobscot Theater.
That's right. So for Turn of the Screw, we are so thrilled that Shezza Willis from Acadia Repertory Theater on MDI there in Soamesville came on board as the director of this two-person version of Turn of the Screw. It's adapted by Jeffrey Hatcher. And in the cast, we have the amazing Ben Lehman, who everybody loves. And returning after her triumphant run in Matinicus, Katie Peabody is coming back to be the governess. And I just think the two of them together are going to be really amazing, and with Shezza at the head of it, really excited about that as well. That's going to have a set designed by Jess Plaze, who's our production manager here at PTC. Lighting designer is Remy Dickinson, who is in the main area but is new to PTC, and costume design by the unbelievable Kevin Koski.
And then later in the year, Maine's own John Cariani, two of his shows back to back, starting with Almost Maine.
Yeah, that's right. So that's in the new year, the second half of our season. John Cariani, we're going to do Almost Maine, and then there will be one, and then we're going to do Darker Than Night, Brighter Than Stars, which is his newest play. And there will be one week where the two plays are going to run in repertory. So you'll have a chance, if you'd like to see, particularly on the Saturday, Almost Maine in the afternoon and Darker Than Night in the evening. And Mr. Cariani himself will be coming for part of the rehearsal process. But during that week of overlapping shows, he'll be here with us and ready to talk with Mainers. He loves Maine. He's from Maine. He's from Presque Isle, of course. And the interesting thing about Darker Than Night is it's set on Presque Isle. It's directly mentioned, and it is about young people who live on Presque Isle.
That's fantastic. And then a show I can't wait to see, wrapping up the regular season before the special next summer, that is The Garbologist, which sounds amazing.
Yeah, The Garbologist is by Lindsay Joel, and that's a two-hander. It's kind of an odd couple story. It's about a man who has a longtime experienced garbage collector, and he is paired with a first-day rookie. She's been on the job all of an hour by the time she is in his truck. So he kind of wonders what her story is. She's an Ivy League educated person, and he doesn't understand what she's doing there. She has a very good reason, something I won't share, but it's a reason that the two of them are inextricably linked. And the play is very funny. Lots of verbal wordplay, but lots of physical comedy in it as well. And then there's a real heartfelt sort of line all the way through the play. Kind of our favorite kind of plays here.
Yeah.
Like I said, plays about people.
And also some holiday special things coming up and throughout the year, surprises, the wonderful musical, The Fantastics, coming next summer. So a lot of things happening. But first and foremost, opening this week, Steel Magnolias at Penobscot Theater Company. Pretty simple to get your hands on tickets or inquire about subscriptions. Go to the website, penobscottheater.org. Call them up the old-fashioned way, 942-3333, or stop by the historic Bangor Opera House in downtown Bangor. Say hello, see the beautiful facility, get yourself tickets, subscribe for the season, and make Jen happy, make all of us who love theater happy in Eastern Maine.
Absolutely. Thanks, Rich. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think if you come to Steel Magnolias, what you're going to see is, you know, truly a richly realized beauty salon. Like, I walk into the rehearsal room right now, and there are the hair drying chairs, and there's the barber chairs, and there's like the little like comb things. It's the detail is really amazing. And we're setting it in the 1980s. So you know that the hair and the clothes are going to be on point.
When you walk by, do you feel the urge to just sit down and have them do their work?
Yeah, I get in there, I get that can of aerosol hairspray, and I'm like, let's do it. Absolutely. Yeah. And then can I get some frosted tips while I'm at it as well? I want to go back to the 80s for sure.
Perfect. Well, I can't wait for Steel Magnolias. The whole season sounds great. Jen, we wish you much success in this new role. We know it's going to go so super well. Look forward to talking with you about Penobscot Theater throughout this coming season.
Thanks, Rich. And I'm so happy that you have a home here on public radio. I love hearing you on Sundays.